Meanwhile, pilgrims continue to arrive in Sydney, and those already there are engaged in the many activities that have been organized in the final days before their encounter with Pope Benedict XVI. Chris Altieri looks at the ways in which many of the scores of thousands of pilgrims are handling the basic issues of food and accommodation.
The more than 125,000 youthful pilgrims expected to travel to World Youth Day in Sydney this year have come immense distances to a vast country that features some of the most stunning natural land and seascapes on Earth, as well as some of the world's most modern and beautiful cities, among which is Sydney, the host of this year's gathering. The Catholic Education Office of Sydney has worked to organize and is providing the pilgrims with food and shelter, as the head of communications for the CEO in Sydney, Mark Ricks, explains.
Most of the accommodation sites where pilgrims are staying are run by their various Catholic education offices. In Sydney, we have 147 schools that are hosting pilgrims. Many thousands. I'm not even sure what the exact number is, but most of the schools have upwards, some of them have upwards of 500 or 600 in the school, and there are 147 of those. They're sleeping in school classrooms, in school halls. We also have 25,000, which we've managed a homestay program, staying in homes from parishes, and much of the other organisation is involved, the schools and the Catholic Education Office generally say, yeah, we're right in there.
Ricks told us the main facility is able to prepare breakfast and dinner for 14,000 pilgrims each day.
It's a big facility. About 14 or 15,000 will be sleeping here during, right up until the World Youth Day starts, and then the week after when people are finished and tired and perhaps almost ready to go home, they'll head back here and we'll house another 14 or 15,000 there. Now, up in the big hall up there, they'll have breakfast in the morning. Breakfast is served. And then during the week itself, it's breakfast and dinner at the venue. They have their lunch packs with them for each day, depending on where they are. So they'll eat out in the run, or they can get something themselves in the middle of the day, and then back here in the evening for dinner again. So it promises to be a lot of fun.
After a week of catechesis, prayer, and cultural events connected to and inspired by the faith, World Youth Day pilgrims will gather at Sydney's Randwick Racecourse for an all-night prayer vigil before Mass on Sunday with Pope Benedict XVI. I'm Chris Altieri.